You know, if you look at the position, I think we've improved the offensive line. I think we've improved at the receiver position, to name a couple on offense. And I think, you know, on defense, our front seven, I believe, is improved. We're still young and inexperienced in the secondary.
Good, good, good. I've seen 200-pound DBs drop 320 linemen. Boom. There you go.
Can a front seven carry a football team when things are getting really tough during the course of a season, which it does for everybody at some point?
You know, your whole football team has to carry you. I think to put it on a certain area, I think it's a little bit.
Because it's the perceived strength of the team.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But, you know, again, you know, everybody has to carry their weight and take care of their job and execute on you know, whatever day they line us up.
You've been known as the magic year two guy, right? It's following you, and it's probably comedic to you at some level, but there is fact in it. Do you buy into that in any way, shape, or form, or is it just how they relate to you in that second year?
Well, I think you're obviously the comfort level is a little bit better in the second year, regardless of history. You know, I think my experience has been, you show me a good coach, I'll show you some good players.
Be alert, be alert. Think quick, be quick. That's coaches too. Stay up. We go, bounce up, back in the huddle. Let's go.
In both my other experiences, we did get better on the personnel side, and I believe that at this point this year, and we'll see what the 2016 season brings.
With that, you have second-year players that could, if they continue to develop, become core players for you in the future as well as this season, and I'm talking about the Kevin Whites, the Eddie Goldmans, the Adrian Amoses, the Bryce Callahans. I'm even going to throw Charles Leno Jr. in there because he became something significant in his season last year at left tackle with you. Jeremy Langford, are these guys ready to make that next jump and be, they're John Fox guys. They came in the John Fox season.
I really like our team's mindset. You know, I can say that all the guys you mentioned, you know, even some of the free agents we brought in, fit in very nicely as far as the way you go about it. You know, now it's just a matter of getting comfortable in our systems. All those young guys are in year two. Like I said, I like our bunch, and you know, I'd rather kind of wait and see rather than, you know, make any outlandish predictions.
In terms of what you're seeking, obviously, and it's been well documented what you want tough, you want smart, you want high football character, you want guys who love the game and willing to be out there no matter what.
You know, I think like any young football team, you know, we went from the oldest roster in football to, you know, one of the top two youngest. You don't do that without growing pains. And as far as depth goes, you have to build that through the draft. So we're not arrived by any stretch, but definitely improved.
What might surprise fans this season?
Well, I think, you know, as I mentioned to our players, I mean, everybody starts as a nobody. You know, I don't think there's a lot of household names or even familiar names as it relates to our fans. You know, I think some of those guys are gone now, and we need some of these other guys to step up.